Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan is driving around out there. It's Cook and Joe, Bob Pompiani in studio. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good. So I know you guys are in the media. This is a story here in Pittsburgh. You have to cover it. This Cherington signing is a complete non-story as far as the fans are concerned.
You speak for all of them?
For the vast majority.
You do? Okay, they appointed Dan as their official spokesman?
Beautiful. I'm willing.
Okay, go ahead. Speak for the majority, Dan.
Here we go. So, Neil Huntington is given this terrible rap that he's a goofball, that he didn't know what he was doing. Neil Huntington did a fantastic job. He was given absolutely no resources. He brought in Edinson.
Let me jump in here, Dan, with a quick question. How many starting pitchers of any note did Neil Huntington draft in 10 years of largely prime drafting position? How many?
None.
Two. Garrett Cole and Jameson Taillon, who you or I could have drafted.
Right. But here's what I have to say about him, is that he was given absolutely no resources, and he brought in Edinson Volquez, A.J. Burnett, Francisco Liriano.
He made
a trade. He got rid of Melanson and brought in the best closer in baseball. And that team turned it around, and they did what they did. Fast forward, to the end of those seasons where they made the playoffs. He was given additionally no additional resources. And in the end of the day, the team and the owner were getting annihilated for not making any moves. And he made a desperate move, made a desperate trade. You could tell it was strictly out of desperation because the owner was getting killed. He got rid of two top prospects and brought in a guy who hasn't panned out, and so it ended up costing him his job. So let me say this. Whenever they hire a catcher, whenever they hire a closer who's not a child molester to come in and take the place of Vasquez, and whenever they hire a third baseman who can hit more than 12 home runs a year, that's when it's going to matter. But as far as it goes right now, it's pointless. This move is pointless.
No, I got you. Thank you for the call.
Hire a catcher and let me know.
Thank you, Dan. Ron, would you care to comment on Dan's comments?
I think he does speak for a lot of Pirates fans. I really do. Now, I mean, not all of them, for sure. But people want to see some results on the field. Well, of course, if that's your take, yes.
People want to see results on the field.
Well, that's not exactly high insight. You didn't...
Go ahead.
Then don't ask me my opinion if you're going to make fun of it, Joe.
I mean, you think he speaks for a lot of people?
I hadn't got to my point yet. They're not excited necessarily about the GM being hired today until they see what he does. And his point about Huntington, had some good things here, no doubt. Your point about the pitching is also a very good point. The trades did not work out for him. So, I don't think people were excited about a new GM coming here until they hear what the plan is and see if they're going to spend any more money.
I would agree with that. Yes. I think anybody would agree with that.
Right. His point was, who cares about a GM right now? That was what I took his point to be.
Bob?
Until I see a plan and until I see – I think Ben Cherington is qualified to do the job. I think he – again – my thing is this: I want to know what they're going to do. I want to know right now, today. I want them to tell me what a plan is. I don't want to hear, we're just going to try to win and compete for championships every year. Okay, fine. How?
What would please you as far as enunciating a plan?
I want to know where payroll heads, specifically. Tell me. You don't have to be the exact number, but tell me it's going to be above a certain point. I want to know, I want to know his strategy when it comes to drafting and developing. Do you go to high school guys? Do you go to college pitchers? I want to know all of that. I want to know how you develop them so that they're here quicker. I want to hear if you're willing to break it down and start over and get and try to, put more into the actual system with draft picks, with, you know, with current players on other teams and their rosters who are highly regarded, who could within a year or two turn up as players here and contributors. I want to know all that. Or if you're willing to just stand pat and just bring in more people with a payroll increase. If that doesn't happen, then I'd go the other way. That's just me.
We'll have live coverage of that at noon. We've got word that Santa's sleigh team is flying over Pittsburgh during our Santa Spectacular event on November 22nd to get a sneak peek of the Berg. Right before our Dollar Banks fireworks show, we want to light up the sky and show Santa we're getting ready for the holidays. At 7:40 p.m., we need everyone in downtown Pittsburgh to turn on the cell phone lights and hold them up in the air to light up the city, and we'll get Santa's sleigh view of Pittsburgh from Spiker helicopters. All right, to the NFL and to the story that still resonates from Thursday night and what happened at the end of the game. So jointly appointed Derek Brooks, former linebacker, James Thrash, former player in the league as well. They're going to hear the appeals for Myles Garrett, Marquise Pouncey, and Larry Ogunjobi about the other night. And if you look at the history here, right out of Pro Football Talk, they have reduced suspensions. Burfict suspension from 5 to 3 in 2017, and a number of other suspensions they actually have reduced. One source tells ESPN that he wouldn't be surprised if at least one of these three suspensions announced Friday is reduced or overturned. Anyone in particular that you think will be?
Well, what I read about this.
Overturned? I mean, take it all away?
No, reduced, reduced.
Okay.
No, they said reduced or overturned.
Well, maybe Ogunjobi for one game. Maybe.
Well, but he should be. I mean, he came in.
I agree. I'm just saying you're not going to overturn a three game or the rest of the season, though, right?
No, I would not think. I think Pouncey may get two instead of three. Maybe.
You know, they didn't reduce Perfects this year, though. It was 12
right.
games, and they said, nope, your appeal, you're done, 12 games. I read somewhere where it said the Players Association in defending Myles Garrett, and I can't be thrilled about doing it. I don't know that they're allowed to suspend someone indefinitely. They might want them to put a number on it. Or just to say the rest of this year playoffs. So they might be fighting for that because there's no one knows if it's going to go into next year. How much is it going to go into next year? I don't think it's going to be overturned. I could see Pouncey going down a game. I don't think Ogunjobi's going to not be suspended for a game. He blindsided the guy from behind.
I'm still shaking my head over all the people who want discipline for Mason Rudolph. Aside from a fine, and I know everyone, when you get involved in a skirmish, you're going to be fine. Fine.
That's, right.
But suspension time, and, no. And we had a lot of people last night call and say that it's only fair because he started it. What did he actually do to start
people
it?
People from Pittsburgh?
On our sports call show.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just curious,
surprising.
How did he start it? What did he do? What's he supposed to do?
The other guy started it by laying on top of him.
That's what I said.
Sack.
And he's pushing. Okay, his helmet's right in his face. He's pushing to get off of him or get him off of Rudolph. And then, of course, it involves the helmet. And then this guy takes crazy exception to it, rips it off his head, and then hits him with it. So what did he do?
He escalated the on-field mayhem.
By what?
I'm not saying he deserves a suspension.
He got his helmet ripped off.
The first thing you said was, if you're fighting, you're going to get fined. And he went back after him. And I'm not blaming him for it. I get it, but he's also going to be punished
Does
for
common
it.
Sense not come into play?
Not,
Does
no,
common sense
no.
not come
Does
into play?
Marquise Pouncey, what he did is being hailed as a hero all over the league. Everybody says, I wish he was in my locker room. You can't kick a defensive
no.
guy when
Kicking
he's down.
Is what set him apart. I get
so,
it.
I mean, I'm not saying he's wrong to do what he did. I understand it totally. But I get if Rudolph gets fined, I have no problem with that. Suspension is ridiculous.
That's what I said.
I mean, no matter what he did.
But how many national
justify,
pundits out there suggested suspension for Rudolph?
You can't defend what Garrett did.
No.
And for him to be done the rest of the year, it's going to cost him millions.
And
right?
He's costing the Steelers, too, because Pouncey had to get involved because this happened. Now he's lost for three
well,
games.
Well, Pouncey
at this
didn't
point.
Necessarily have to get involved.
Well, again.
What did he do? He kicked the guy. He didn't break it up.
If Myles Garrett doesn't lose his mind,
you know,
none
David
of this happened.
David DeCastro broke it up. You know, he didn't kick him and punch him, and
I understand.
And that's why DeCastro won't be suspended.
Well,
Pouncey deserves it because he kicked a defenseless guy. At that point,
I agree with
Garrett
that.
Was down.
I don't think he deserves three games.
That's what I don't agree
I said
with.
Two.
I say
I said
one.
Two. I said two.
Maybe two. If you're going to give him two, then you got to give Ogunjobi two.
I thought that's what – exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Why would you have him in the rematch? Isn't that just asking for trouble?
Right.
Yeah, you think there's going to be trouble?
No.
I don't.
I think
there'll
be nothing.
I don't think so.
I think the game's too important for both teams to have trouble, and especially all eyes. That's and what everyone in the league will be watching.
I remember saying that about a lot of Bengals games. I don't expect anything more to happen.
Yeah, but Joe, when Perfect wasn't there, there was nothing that happened. Garrett will not be there in this game.
He won't be there, but the other guy will be.
I just don't think there will be.
All it takes is one hit.
Yeah, it does.
But
one hit.
In that game, they were also guilty of a lot of head hunting.
Those games were as tame as could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting to see, but I don't expect anything. I think the biggest thing they can do is win a game. You got to win two in a row here now. You know, you got the Bengals and the Browns. You got to do that, and you'll be right in the thick of things.
I can understand if the shoe was on the other foot here, if the exact opposite thing happened with all the players involved, but, you know, it was the Browns quarterback and a Steelers player swung his helmet. I can understand Steelers fans saying that quarterback, he acted like a punk there. He tried to pull the guy's helmet off, tried to go after him, but it just doesn't add up to what came after that. It was, you know, a dispute over a parking spot that wound up with somebody swinging a baseball bat in a guy's head.
No matter what he did, it doesn't justify what Garrett did.
And the national pundits who say that, they're out of their minds.
Those
really?
Are a lot of the same people who were siding with Ben
or
AB over Ben.
Oh, then we're in agreement on that.
He could be
fined. Suspension is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean.
Bob, you don't think he even should be fined.
No, I said I understand fines. And
okay.
I get it. When you're involved, everyone's going to get something. It's when people say it rose to the level of a suspension. I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Know.
You have a guy rolling on you.
To say that.
And you got to push back at some point. How many times have you seen scrums, bottom of it, people are doing all sorts of stuff down there? That's part of it. I get it. It doesn't mean that you're inciting a riot.
It was
Garrett
it was
incited
a quarterback,
the riot.
It was a quarterback without a helmet. Like, what is he going to do? You know, and then you had people. You had people making up stuff like he punched him in the groin and things like that. You have certain camera angles. Right. It became people desperate to blame Rudolph for what happened. And all I need to know is that none of the Browns did. None of them. None.
The owner came out and apologized to Mason Rudolph. The head coach apologized. The starting quarterback
Baker
apologized.
Mayfield.
Everybody apologized. And if they did it, they saw it. They know what happened. So for people here or anywhere else to suggest that Rudolph deserves a suspension, you're not looking at the same thing.
Nope.
I can't believe that people from here.
Well, I don't know.
Thought
I mean,
that.
They were guys who were from local area, so I assume, you know, they're here.
412-928-9370. Then we'll get into the state of the AFC and where the Steelers are now. That's coming up on Cook and Joe, Bob in studio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.